Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 345. Today we will continue with the SBS of the striated muscles of the ventricular myocardium. It was already told that it has got two control centers in the cerebrum. The nutrition of the tissue or the trophic function is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the contraction of the muscle and the ventricular conducting system composed of the AV node, bundle branches and the Purkinje fibers are controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. One important point to be understood in the case of ventricular myocardium is that there is no crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That is, the right myocardium is controlled from the right side of the cerebrum and the left myocardium is controlled from the left cerebral hemisphere. This is because of the 180-degree twist of the heart tubes, about which we discussed earlier in detail. There are specific motor heart rhythm centers to control the ventricular tachycardia or fast heart rate and ventricular bradycardia or slow heart rate. Another related point to be noted here is that there is a functional relationship between the ventricular heart muscle and the diaphragm. Therefore, the control centers of the two sides of the ventricular myocardium is found just above those of the two sides of the diaphragm. Next comes the very important aspect of the SBS of the ventricular myocardium, that is its biological conflict. Remember well, the biological conflict linked to the ventricular myocardium is an overwhelmed conflict brought on by negative stress overload. It will be useful for you if you can remember what we learned about diaphragm. The biological conflict linked to the diaphragm is a physically overwhelmed conflict. What is to be understood here is that this overwhelmed conflict is always with reference to a person or people. Examples are the demanding boss, not the workload. Unsupportive co-worker, not the work, etc. Here, the biological handedness and whether the conflict is related to mother, child or partner are applicable. But remember well, here again, the principle of laterality is reversed due to the twist of the heart tubes. That means a right-handed person will respond to an overwhelmed conflict related to mother-child with the affections of the right myocardium and that related to a partner with the affections of the left myocardium. In the case of a left-handed person, the sides are reversed, meaning he responds to a mother-child related overwhelmed conflict with the left myocardium and to a partner-related conflict with the right myocardium. Now we are proceeding to learn conflict active phase first, followed by the conflict healing phase, where we will learn very important medical conditions due to the affections of the ventricular myocardium. During the conflict active phase, there is cell loss or necrosis of the heart muscle tissue because it is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and paralysis of the heart muscle because it is controlled from the motor cortex. Also, remember here, being striated muscles, the heart muscles also will respond to the related conflict with functional loss. We studied it earlier in detail. Depending on the sites of affection, the necrosis can take place on the outer, middle or inner layers or even all layers of the myocardium. When all layers are affected, it is called a transmural. Due to this necrosis or loss of cardiac muscle tissue, there will be a slowing down of the conduction of the electrical impulses. This is because the signals of the AV node will have to circumvent the necrotized areas. This is the cause of irregular heartbeats like tachycardial arrhythmia and bradycardial arrhythmia. But this is known as bundle branch block. If the conflict persists in intensity and duration, the thin myocardium can even rupture with blood flowing into the pericardium. Such a myocardial perforation can occur during its epileptic crisis also. This rupture of the myocardium can also cause a cardiac arrest. We found earlier that the cardiac arrest can occur in relation to the SBS or the pericardium and the coronary arteries. The understanding of the necrosis of the heart muscle is different in GNM from that of the conventional medicine. If in GNM the necrosis occurs during the CA phase of the ventricular myocardium, in conventional medicine it is explained as occurring due to the occlusion of the coronary arteries. With long-lasting conflict activity, the heart muscle may become weak with the result of physical weakness manifested as difficulty to climb stairs or to walk short distances. Here, the heart's ability to carry sufficient amount of blood into the circulatory system is reduced. This is known as myocardial or cardiac insufficiency, colloquially as heart failure. Affection of the left myocardium results in reduced heart muscle contraction and slow blood flow in front of the left heart. The increased pressure in the blood vessels pushes fluid into the lungs, causing acute shortness of breath and even lung edema or cardiac pulmonary edema with intense conflict. If the right myocardium is affected, the congestion will be in front of the right heart. When the blood circulation is disrupted, it can force the fluids to come out of the blood vessels into the surrounding tissues. This is how the peripheral edema with the swelling occur, particularly in the ankles, feet and legs. In the CA phase of the right myocardium, there can have an elevated blood pressure also. Friends, tomorrow we will take up the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the ventricular myocardium. Until then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.